Nisa Radio. On radio.unisa.ac.za.
Welcome back to the Lunchbox right here at Unisa Radio, where the African voice is all about you. Well, as I promised that we're going to be having the DCCD interview, which deals with, you know, student affairs and what really connects you as a student to your education, and how you can deal with exam anxiety and being demotivated. So I'm joined with our beautiful guests who are always here. How are you guys?
We're doing good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Can you briefly tell us what is exam anxiety?
Okay, with anxiety, in most instances, when you're feeling anxious, it's when by you feeling sort of stressed about a particular event that's supposed to take place. Mm-hmm. So with examinations, they can be anxiety provoking. So in most instances, you'll find a person will be so nervous in such an instance that sometimes it may also affect how they perform on the exam, not because they didn't know what they were supposed to write, but mostly because they were not in the right state of mind for them to be able to apply that knowledge. So as part of our topic today, we're going to be discussing in terms of how can one manage such exam anxiety.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I was actually about to ask you that. How does one manage exam anxiety?
Okay, there are a number of things that one can do in order to manage the exam anxiety. One of them is to prepare thoroughly for the exam. For instance, if you know that you studied but you didn't study well enough, obviously you're going to be anxious about the exam, true, because there's always going to be that thing, what if I get asked on 1, 2, 3, and you know that you didn't touch on certain chapters. Whereas if you've studied enough, if you know that you are well prepared, chances are you'll have less anxiety as compared to someone who knows that they studied particular things but they didn't thoroughly prepare for the examination.
So in a way, it's very important to really prepare for an exam, read your material or resources which you are provided for, so that you don't have that thing that you are not ready to write an exam, while others will be saying that I'm ready for this chapter and all of that. And I think it's as students, we like in a way increasing our anxiety, especially when you write the exam. You find that you are discussing certain question papers or certain questions before an exam, and you find that someone read something you never heard before, even before, like, they were like, and you were like, what's that?
And then you start stressing.
So you're also putting yourself in a state which would be difficult for you to really concentrate within the exam as well.
So are you saying that students shouldn't discuss with other students?
No, I'm not saying they shouldn't, but it also, you need to look at what is it that you'll be discussing. Anyway, you'll be discussing something new when you know that you'll be writing in minutes to come. So think about how will that contribute to perhaps affecting you when you're about to write your exam as well. Meaning it's not, you mean, like, look at if you were to write an exam and find that someone read a certain chapter and did not read it. Or you find that someone read it and understood it and find that you only did touch ups on it. And we'll be telling you things within that chapter and you'll be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, you eventually panic. So, as you mentioned,
you eventually panic and start, you know, feeling all demotivated.
But in that context, would you really say that it's advisable for students to discuss what they studied before they actually write the exam?
I mean, okay, Yolanda.
It all depends on the timing. It would be ineffective for students to discuss. For instance, you'll find that maybe you're writing by 2 in the afternoon. Discussing that morning on the actual day of the exam, bad idea. It will definitely get you to panic. So discussions are encouraged, because that way, when you're studying by yourself, you are isolated. You may be so convinced that you understand something, only to discuss with someone else, and then you realize that you didn't really understand it. So discussions are encouraged. Discussions can actually help also to understand maybe particular things that you didn't manage to understand by yourself. But then the discussions should happen prior to the exam, not on the actual day of the exam.
But you know, when it comes to group discussions, there are instances where in a group people understand a certain topic in different ways. How do you get to deal with that? Because I understand this my own way and you understand that your own way. How do we deal with that?
I mean, the other thing is you have to make people under or get to understand how you understand things as well.
Okay.
Because when you write an exam, you won't write with the understanding of someone.
True.
But you write based on your understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you understand things differently, but it has to come to a conclusion or to a sum of agreement that you understand this thing because it talks about one thing.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, if 1 + 1 = 2, and someone have another method to get 2,
mm-hmm.
it still goes to 2 as well.
Yeah.
But given that that other person have a different method, but the answer is still the same.
Mm-hmm.
So having to come into a conclusion that you still understand things differently, but with same results as well.
Okay, interesting. And let's go back to the motivation and being demotivated as a student. What really can we say are demotivating factors for students?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's actually a good question. One of the things that one need to think about in terms of, for more especially if you feel demotivated about your studies or you feel demotivated about a particular exam that you're supposed to write, you need to identify what exactly it is that's demotivating you. Because once you determine what is it that is demotivating you, then you would be able to determine ways of managing whatever it is that's mm-hmm. leading to you feeling demotivated. Because mm-hmm. in some instances, a person may feel demotivated based on the fact that maybe for that particular module that they are supposed to write, they find it difficult, they are struggling with that module. So a person might not seem so keen in writing the exam because they've got this perception that what's the point? I'm gonna fail anyway. I'm really struggling with this module. Mm-hmm. So once you determine what it is that is making you feel demotivated, then you can take further steps in terms of managing that particular aspect.
Mm-hmm. For instance, the other thing could be a factor influenced by maybe a family or the support system around you. If, for instance, someone feels that they are not supported enough, hence that demotivates them.
Yeah,
after
yeah,
identifying true. That, then they can act on that too. How can they get support maybe
mm-hmm.
or negotiate ways to get support
mm-hmm.
so that they can be motivated when they write their exams.
Mm-hmm. And in the instance of family and friends and, you know, like relationships we have around us, how do you deal with that as a demotivating factor? Let's say I'm demotivated by my friends. They think, ah, there's no way you're going to pass maths. Come on, you don't even know what algebra is. Mm-hmm. How do you deal with that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay. It seems like
with such things, it usually happens that in some instances you'll find that the people close to you or the people around you don't have much belief in that you'll make it.
Yes.
So in such instances, you also need to have a positive attitude about yourself, because for instance, you can turn something negative into a positive. It may happen that maybe the people around you are like, you won't make it anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Take that as a motivation to prove them wrong. Okay, so they say you can't do it. Then show them that you can actually do this.
Mm. Okay, that's a good point. And how do you point out demotivating factors? How do you see that this one is a red flag?
Basically, when you start slinging backwards, when you are about to study and see that you see that this thing is really maybe making you struggle perhaps, or making you not to concentrate and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
You can really sense that you are really demotivated. You don't have that energy to study further,
mm-hmm.
or you don't have that energy to want to, you know, you're looking forward to an exam. So you need to eliminate those things in a way.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, we can take social media as one of the motivators.
It is.
Because when you look at your books and look at social media, you're like,
you know,
this is interesting.
Instagram, WhatsApp is beeping.
Yeah. And you will find that during exam time, that's where juicy stuff comes, you know?
Yeah.
And you're like, exams, I'll just see them some other day.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to study, or not study, but look at what your phone is telling you now.
Yeah.
You just see that green light, that blue light beeping, then you're like,
it never stops beeping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So basically you need to identify how can you really deal with them. The best will be that to switch off your phone and really concentrate on your books.
Yeah.
Really, for instance, you won't start by saying, I want to study on, but start by looking or browsing through your books just to get the motion going so that you can see if you'll be able to study or not.
Mm-hmm.
Browse through your books, or the other way is to just to look at them, what the contents of the books are they in, or what are they talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Also looking at once you go through or browsing through, you'll see that you start getting momentum to really study and to really want to know more what is talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one way you can go about doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But the other ones, which you have to really ignore, is like social media, television, such things. They are the ones which really take your time or demotivates you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And such distractors, you can also use them more as a like reward punishment method for yourself. Mm-hmm. For instance, if you know that you are someone who really likes going out, or you are someone who's glued to your phone, you can actually use that as a reward method, that when you know that you've studied and then you've done all the sections that you were supposed to, then you can reward yourself. If you are someone who likes going out, you can reward yourself by going out because you know you've studied. Mm-hmm. If you are someone who's glued to your phone, then you can reward yourself by giving you time to actually go to your social media, go to your WhatsApp and stuff. So
And in conclusion to our interview, how can people get hold of you, I mean students get hold of you when they need help, obviously?
Okay, for those who are within Pretoria, we are located at the Sunnyside campus in the registration hall, but then electronically they can be able to access us via email. They can contact us at counseling@unisa.ac.za.
And by telephone they can call us 012-441-5388.
Can you please repeat that?
Was 012-441-5388.
Thank you very much, guys, for having this interview with us.
Okay, thank you.
Well, there you have it. That was the DCCD team, which is our weekly slot, and telling you how to deal with exam anxiety and how to stay motivated as a student. So please do keep it locked at the Lunchbox right here at Unisa Radio. The African Voice is all about you. Right now, we're going to our news. So please do keep it locked.
Unisa Radio on Twitter @UnisaRadio.